me the donor. I won't give him after that. There's not going to be any Ava. So good. In the case of the Moser and the small Kesef is included at the exact same time, that every week in effect, every man is hiring out his wife as a worker, everything over and above the 5 pounds worth of wool for an anticipated payment of a small Kesef. There's not going to be any Ava. So good. In the case of the Moser and the small Kesef is included at the exact same time, that every week in effect, every man is hiring out his wife as a worker, everything over and above the 5 pounds worth of wool for an anticipated payment of a small Kesef. It's like you hire him out for a job. You know, they don't pay till the end of the week. He can't say in the middle of the week, you know, all the work that I did is not mine. And you're working for me. She's in effect working for him. She can't back out. No. He's paying her. I mean, he's paying her the ball catcher, and she's working for him. No, she's not. That's not working for him. That's not paying him. She's working for him. But yeah, like a worker. If you hire a typist, typist does the typing. Typing for you. Can't I'm going to keep the paper, print paper. Imagine that. You were called term paper. That's how you said, oh, I like this paper. I'm going to use it and give it to my class. Right? And you can't give it a scandal. But whatever she made until now, she can't quit retroactively. Maybe in the middle, you can say, oh, anything else. Whatever she made until now, she would have. You work for me. I ask you to type a term paper. 100 pages, I'll pay $100. Dollar page. Right? You work 50 pages, you quit. You quit without a quit. I don't have a quit. You have the ability to quit. So the 50 pages you did are mine. There it is. She did it. She worked with a wolf. Yeah. She worked with wool. She did a very, very good job. She made an extra amount of money. So that's mine now. So he paid. We were hired out to do it, and he worked and gave his power to the ball catcher. Yes, that was. Oh, very good. Very good. You know what I'm concerned? If it bothers her, let her say, Amy, don't send it to Amy the Tabella, Mark Kessler. Send her a panel to do that. But she didn't do it. Of course she can do it. But she didn't do it yet. She already made the money. That's the problem. Of course she can do it. That's why no problem. Rabota, we have to go to the next topic. We're spending too much time here with too many questions. What is it? Rabosa, we have to discuss now another, I would say, how would I put this? Miscellaneous subject to be discussed in this context, or relating, the, generally speaking, to our topics that we've had. But the first I want to discuss is the flip side of Andy Donofeniopoulos. It's called the Masi Adayim Bibizonosai, which means that the man told the wife, listen, fend for yourself. Fend for yourself. Keep your money for your job and then fend for yourself. Buy yourself food. The Gemara is clear that if low subsah, that she can't support herself, he can't say it. The question about the subsah. She can't support herself. She can support herself. Is this support yourself? What is this? So the Ron said, why not? As the quote the Matars Alamali. The more they want to discuss cool beauty, so cool. Whatever. found some of the proof. So what's the point? The same amount of money that she sold, she needs to support herself, but the same amount of money that she makes when they're spinning a wool, because it's Dafka, why does it insist that, oh, she should give him, what? He should give her the $10 of support, and she'll give back the $10 of her earnings. Stutz. That's what the Ron says as the Rebbe Rabbi Yonatan explains. Stutz. Who's going to give my time longer? I said, you and me. Charade. But you know what? The Rambam and the Pirush of Mishnayos seems to say the Pirush, you cannot say Ima Tzedakah on the diet unless you're out of town. You're out of town. The man's out of town on business, he's working for MetLife, and they send him out of town. So then he's what can he do? Then he can say, listen, you keep your own expense for yourself. But if he's in town, he's required to give her earnings. Give her earnings, give her food, and whatever earnings she has, if she has any, she'll give to him. What's the shayla? It's like a link to a couple of things. The Pulse can say that this issue depends somewhat on the matter of sneer. So you see, if you say to a woman, see my say that is a Messiah. It's tough girl. Tough to me, listen, she has to hustle a little bit. I'm not gonna help you. You go out and buy yourself the wool, spin the wool, make your salary, use the money to buy food. It could be the man can't say that. It's called food about smell of panima. The Gemara is not in the test, but a man can't give a woman food but she cannot use part of the month. She has to go out and sell it to somebody else. It's not close. It's annoying to the moment. Hold on a second. Is there close? The man can't tell the wife, I insist that you, listen, you make enough money to go out and go to work, and then I won't have to give you any food checks. If she wants it, she can, but he can't impose it upon her. He can't impose it upon her. Not around. He's not there to buy her the wool so she can spin it in the house. He's not there to give her the food check. And then he can say, listen, lady, my dear wife, I'm out of town. Then you can argue, they can tell her, listen, you're able to make a living, so please make a living while I'm out of town. So when I'm in town, I'll bring you the amount of money you need for food and whatever earnings you make. Whatever you do, you give it to me. Hold on. That's the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah. So the Pulse can link it together with the question of the Rabbitzel Holland. Oh, links it to the issue in Afton Kass for the you can tell her to go give her food which you have to go sell. You can't use parts of the month. Tumor for Liga, etc. But I thought it might have finished. So maybe the Rambam and the Rana finally should cut it. And the Rambam holds that the Zonas is the right. And the Rana holds the Zonas is the Rabbonim. He already explained. The Mizonah Zoraita, if it exists, not the kind of monetary fear, the fear of she'er, the fear of relationship with people. Yeah, so we know how a proper relationship with his wife, that's a pure dollars and cents. So then if the Ron holds it to the Rabbon is pure dollars and cents. So therefore, the Ron holds like a Rebbe Rabbi Yonatan's name should, I put them at house only. If I use $10, you and me $10, so why bother? It's your business. But the Rabbon is that she talks to hold romance, holds relationship, holds shaitas. He has to be able to support us. Even though five in the school of business, it's insane. Just the bottom line is, I give you $10, you need $10, it's crazy. And all the banks, the chemical old chase of chemical, they just go at the end of the we're even. We pay out, send you money, send me money. We'll only wire the difference in the money, right? But here, no, this is the around when she talks to them. There's an Indian of She'er, she doesn't have to give you your support. And therefore, whatever I earn you, either Chazal said you give it to me. Okay, fine. I have to give you, I have to support you as long as I'm around. If I'm not around, then you can't do that share anyway. So then you can say, see my ass, be a die from someone like that. That's why I added my twist. So if it's a fun, namesake of my yeshiva, he has his stickler with the question of the test, and I have my stickler. So I'm going to run with himself. That this issue should depend upon whether a man can tell a woman, I'm giving you truma, and if you can't eat it for 1 week of the month, So you go sell it. The question is, how careful must the husband be in protecting his wife's privacy? How much privacy will the woman demand? She said, no, I won't take any pool because I don't want to have to sell it. Just give me a week's worth of pool. Not to like the fear, not to like that. That's what it's fun. And my part was, a little bit of a different twist. It maybe it depends upon the Ramana Sutta, the nature of the fear. Is it purely monetary, or is it relational? Yes.
I don't know if the guy
is going to be a that was the issue. He tied his issue in to the question whether you can tell her, go get your own wool. And sew it, and go get your own food, and sell it.
I don't say
the Rama will talk in that you cannot expect your wife to go out and hustle. You know the money?
But
not in town, then what can you do? She'll have to hustle a little bit. She can't hustle. That's what he said. I added, the Rana was older, I bought him. She's $2 a cent. So why bother? I mean, you $10, me $10. According to the stuff, but give enough money. According to the Rana, it's a question of establishing a relationship with your hair. You have to give her the money. She's back to pay him out the money, it doesn't make a difference. It's why anyway.
They
have mail.
I mean, you can't leave
them money? Yeah, you did, but that was not practical. Have the money. You won't have to make money in far out places. You didn't have it. Okay, next. I want to discuss the question here in the design of the base. Not any zonatari osa, but rather any mistake the any no senet payers. Sounds like the same, right? Suppose the whole long piece of existence. Why a woman cannot say any nipsis any no senet payers. They get three reasons. Men's out of the bed. Both. But a woman cannot say any nipsis, any no sinus parents. Do me a favor, don't redeem me, and I won't give you the parents of nipsis and balloons. But there's three reasons, which one is important? Three reasons. Okay? Men's out of the bed. Three reasons why you cannot be successful with them. What are the three reasons? One reason is, Rabbi Osai, that if that's the case, should be mevatel the takanas hachamim forever. So don't forget, the payers of an entire lifetime for that one potential redemption. Everyone hopes he's not going to be taken captive their whole life. The second time we have discussed, we'll see soon, maybe you don't have to redeem it. But the whole life payers for one redemption. The minute you take a week off from the payers, I'm not going to redeem it anymore. It's going to be about the son of Chazal forever and ever. But then you try marriage, that they didn't want to allow. And he's going to come out, so she comes and they all, you know, it's back out. That's reason number one, okay. Reason number two is very practical. You should not cast the shalom to become assimilated amongst the nations. According to the law. So, Tama, Levain, Hagoyim. She'll say, don't redeem her, she'll become forced to convert to a different religion, she'll soon have to become assimilated entirely. But we protect her, even though she doesn't realize we need to protect her. We protect her anyway, for each of the Hesed purposes. And the third reason is the most interesting. The third reason it tells us is that, catch this now, the distinction, if I may use terminology which we used more recently, between good parents and Kenyan parents. Let me explain the two terms. Kenyan parents means you own the goof with respect to the parents. That's a Tosfos Pshat in Nifsim Alum. The husband owns the property with respect to the parents. So once that's true, she can't say any no sin as parents. Tough luck. I own the property with respect to the parents. You can't back out of the middle. When it comes to Matthias, that is so Tosfos Pshat. Not the kind of man owns his wife. What? He owes his wife with respect to her earnings? I'm not saying he owes his wife. You can't owe your wife. You call it, why not? You can't. It, that's what we call a What does Puss Payers mean? That you owe, you have the right to her earnings. So you own her hand with respect to their earnings. And therefore, since you only own the earnings, she can say, oh, listen, I'm going to keep the earnings from here on in. If you own the land with respect to the fruit, so she can't say anything because you already have the land. That's Puss's third parent. Very interesting parent. It's highly controversial. Highly controversial. Parent is. You can only say any blank for any blank if it's just a matter of a skus. You can withhold the skus from your husband. That you can't do. But if it's a kinyan group of the peyrosa, and the husband already has the kinyan group of the peyrosa, you can't now say, I don't want to give you the payroll. No, you can't help it. He already has to go to the payroll. But you cannot say, any lipstick, any lipstick is payroll. Oh, the assumption of post of the year that you see there is that it's good for the payroll, so when it comes to the same look. That's controversial, but not much. The Orsameach says it ain't so. And the whole Orsameach, we mentioned this recently, Orsameach says that he thinks that the union of this same look is a different verb. It's only a skus payer. The posh is against the post. Unless we'll say the post is going after what we call Takonas Usha. Takonas Usha, that Zun, in Sukkot. Takonas Usha was that after a woman who sells this same aloof of Chaya Balan, she sweetens pieces in, the heels go back to the husband. So that's one thing. As soon as that, excuse me, anybody makes it into a kinyan group of the peyrosa. That would explain one more nakuda. Is if a woman sells a field in her lifetime and then she dies before the husband. The vidah writes, and even the ikra is in the original takana, the sale is valid. Why not? You need a group of dirt. Chazal say, no. Why not? The post says it's open to the appearance. Excuse me, that goof dummy. It's not a problem. They also ask that it's not true. It's not applied before that kind of goof. It's only a good thing. But he admits that once they produce that kind of goof, they have to account a Kenyan parent. And I would explain to also here as well. It's just a little Kenyan parent after that kind of goof. And it's kind of comparable to the wife's earnings. There's no one, if you told to ever dream that a man owns his wife with respect to her earnings. That's a craziness. Before we say craziness, it could come out that could be shot of Rish Lepish. What do Rish Lepish hold? That a woman cannot say anything he's owned is maybe also. Why not? The one possible shot of Rish Lepish is because the husband has a, not going to believe it now, that's the reason. He owns his wife with respect to the Mountain Diet. So that shot of Kosovo is impossible. Might be shot in Rish Lepish. Not the halal. Might be shot in Rish Lepish. Shot in Rish Lepish. It's a also. No, not for sure. No, not for Rish Lepish. It's like a Buddha, the parish is a mother. Oh, no, it's more than the test. I guess Lepish, correct. We don't have Rish Lepish. Mother, we don't pass the mother. So that's a fascinating point there in Tulsa. We take a double finish over here. That this same Malud is a Kenyan pair, and Masi Adayin is a, what we call a Kuz pair. Both are potentially controversial. Or so Meach said that this same Malud is Kuz pair, at least prior to Takana Busha. They told me of Takana Busha. And Masi Adayim, his quality Rish Lepish, might even be a Kenyan pair. He was on point to Rish Lepish. Rish Lepish, Rish Lepish, Rish Lepish. But the same point of post-connection of the verb Chutin may both be somewhat controversial. Perhaps. That's post-connection as far as any Nelsenis, Paris, any Nippes. Doesn't work. Bottom line doesn't work. Yes. And then, what more else? He don't want to discuss with a man who is wife. He hasn't discussed at all yet. And that is who? Everybody okay? That is, that is Vura. Vura on both sides. Funny chiyuv. What kind of chiyuv is it to bury a wife? Vura. seinem Reich, der Bautag, Purata Tarat Subata. Patience. What kind of chiyuv is that you have to bury your wife? So I wanted an analysis on the basis of the Gemara and says whether all you know of any heretic you know. But it means that a woman who marries a man, she goes up with him in station, quote unquote, but not down with him. Does it apply after the death to give her a more honorable burial, more than her own family used to, but only his family used to? So I suggested we pass in all you know. Even after me, my folks are using Tanakama in the mission in the middle of the day. She passes. She is all you know that for me. So, the question, what does it mean? That's what it might depend on the following shadow. What's the nature of the fear of burying a wife? Is it a marital fear? It's still considered marriage. And therefore it's all you know. Or is it a separate fear? Marriage is terminated upon her death. It's a fear to bury her. That's what the Kana comes out. It's not a quote unquote marriage. It's a fear. They're not married right now. Then the hate takes it, which wouldn't apply the principle of what? Of Olima. That's what I thought. Now in reality, what is the nature of the Easter of the fear of Kura? This is married. How can I marry? She's dead already. We want a picture for it. The Kura says that a marriage is not terminated upon the death of the wife. She's still married. Actually, if you are Mason, that's what the Kura is. And then she'll reappear. Will they remain married? This is Pitney Chuba. Why is he saying it? He said, it's still married, not to me, it's as follows. What happened to brave, not here, brave robbers? Who rob the grave, come and they take her out of the grave and they take away her Makriyachim and now she has to be buried all over again. Is he Makriyachim, Mikir, Din, or not? So somebody said no, and the Shuba says yes. Why? Why can't he just say, look, I buried her once, and that's it? When it comes to a case of Tizion, of redeeming a woman, but then they were going to the Rambam, he can say, listen, I buried her once, and that's it. There's been later on in the prayer of the Shuba. And he has a divorce and goodbye. I'm going to bury you to redeem you forever. The Shuba, he can't divorce his dead wife. You kill your wife and you can't divorce her. You have to bury her 100 times next again. That's the situation. The king to me, and he's right. But that's Shabbat Machlokes to be the Machlokes. The point of view, the old Imo means because she's still married and after her death. Therefore, she's old Imo. And for that very same reason, to bury her many times. Why do you have even if they're still married? Even if he does, man. But he dies, he's certainly not married. Prove, he can marry somebody else. Yeah, but when he dies, when she dies, he can be married to nothing. Why? With a right, they're going to have two wives. What will happen if he doesn't she request? What will happen if he has a mate? And the people remarry, and then they all of a sudden, everybody's back. Now what do you do? What is it, like, my boyfriend's back, you know? So, what do? That's a big problem. What kind of she has a mate? No, but the woman who has two husbands, what's happened to her? Well, I assure you that when she has the men, the most men will come back, she'll have a good answer to this question. No pastor wants to do it. I'm not worried. No one wants to pass this? Four months of men? Okay. And then she has the men? They're going to come back. Worry about that. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu will take care of it. Absolutely. We don't have to worry about that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. But it is relevant to burial, as the Pope said. So I'm saying, you bury the woman near the man, which is exactly the case of Mason. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Another riot. That's the Shiloh. If you say, please, the mice, all we learn is one block tomorrow. And bloody head and humming back there, and the sword is moving all over the place. But Randy only one block, so it's not blocked. Thanks for having an hour. Is it Ola Emo or not? Yep. You say Ola Emo for after death. I want to learn shot. Of course, I have you some marital obligation. For Ola Emo, like all the marital obligations. If you want to have a comma, it's a separate obligation. And you would have to do it twice if you wanted to have a sheet. Okay. Okay. Grab all that. I wanted to touch finally because we're running out of time. The nature, the nature of the husband's obligation of his own. I'm going to touch the nature of his obligation from two perspectives. One, when does it take effect? Once or daily? And two, what is the nature of the obligation in terms of who does the food belong to? Is the husband eating, the wife eating the husband's food, or eating her own food? That's what he says. Both these points are brought up in the famous Matratora, Shale Da Tele Dalit, the color of Jesus is coming. We were learning from Shale Da. And in the Matratora by Abdominal Femme Global Street. Let's start the first one. What's the nature of the obligation of the husband of the Zama from the perspective of when is it time? There's two possibilities. Either it's tal at the moment of marriage for the duration of the marriage, or it's tal on a regular basis, every day, tal anew, tal afresh. So now, this comes up from a number of angles. First, it's supposed to tie into our perennial problem. The theme of today, Eini Nizonis, the Eini Osa. And a woman said Eini Nizonis. Why? The mother's going to pay Gimel. Her only action is like, Panas HaKam with his own zoom, and it works. So you say Eini Nizonis. The mother pay Gimel also said, it only works before the thing set in. Once the din set in, it's too late to say, I don't want the din. Take him. That's the famous Gemara I told you about. That a man can say to his wife before the nisuin, "Dinu's barm ain't living a chasayah from the parasein and chasayah from the mose." But once they're already married, too late. Can't say it anymore. It's already zerfed in Yerusha. So here too, the question becomes: how does a woman say any nisonis any also? If you'll tell me that the obligation is takes effect at the moment of the kuf. So this leads of Zalman Hashem to the following conclusion. That in fact, the Chiyuv Mizonis Zoraita, assuming it's a Chiyuv Zoraita, Shikul Terebat will get out there, if you take assuming it's a Chiyuv Mizonis Zoraita, it's Kal every single day. Every day is a new Chiyuv. Maybe you can do the Rabbonah, when it was assumed originally. Every day was a new Chiyuv. And for this you could say, Ein Mizonis, which is a tomorrow Chiyuv. However, one day, however, Rabotai, this seems to be contradicted by Gemara on Daf Ayin. The Gemara on Daf Ayin says two things. Well, no, one thing. One Daf Ayin says that if a man takes a neder, his wife does not have any hanok of him, it's not tal. Came in the Meshubah book. He's already Meshubah to her. So that Gemara seems to imply that the nature of the obligation is that it's tal immediately upon the marriage. That at the moment that they're married, it's already meshuvah to her. Because if Rabotai would be a chiyuv which regenerates every single day, then why can't you make a neder? That'll be effective to prevent tomorrow's shuvah from ever taking place. Who gave this to you? So the Orsameach. The Orsameach says that by Higiyaz Man Velo Nisu, more than 10 days. The Gemara says that in that kind of iron of the day. So the Gemara says that Higiyaz Man Velo Nisu, In that kind of case, then it would be effective. Why would it be effective? Because Higiyas Man would be the same as the Tzur Man. So the man says, no. Higiyas Man means every day you're supposed to marry her. Every day you don't marry, they find you, you give her support. So every day is a new chiyuv. Every day is a new chiyuv. If he takes a nether, he prevents tomorrow's chiyuv from setting in. In contrast, says the Rosh Hashanah, to the marital obligation, which takes effect when? At the moment of the chuppah. And it lasts straight through the marriage from that moment on. Proof number two, says the Rosh Hashanah, Mishubadim. The Gemara says in Gittin, Mishnah says in Gittin. But the reason why a woman cannot collect her mezonos from fields that the husband has sold off to a third party is in a tikkun ha'olam. So otherwise, no married man can sell any property. So also, I'm going to get your wife's food bill from Walmart. They made a tikkun ha'olam. That implies on both sides that her obligation, her lien on him, I should say, and his obligation to her, precedes the sale of his property. Clearly implies the chiyuv is effective when? At the moment of the marriage, not each and every day. If the chiyuv are only effective each and every day, and if I buy a house today, you can't, as long as there's no back bills in the zone today, I'm protected. And you're thinking all of them for. So, you seem to be in a bit of a quandary. Any in the zone any also implies that the chiyuv is on the tzal and each and every day. Because once it's tzal, you can't get out. You want to pay gimel. These two gemaras about neder. And about what? And about shivut. Imply what? No. As the chiyuv is tzal and no. The moment of the nisuin. For the duration of the marriage. How do you get out? So Tameach says that the Gemara that Ayin distinguishes the Higiyas Mavel on Issel and regular marriage. The Higiyas Mavel is Neder of Tzal, so also takes the Neder against her, and regular marriage is not Tzal. Why? What again? The Higiyas Mavel, if his time to marry a came and went, and he's obligated to support her, and he took a Neder not to support her, the Neder of Tzal. But his marriage is not Tzal. Why? His marriage is not Tzal, because the Shubad law. The Gia's man is also the Shubad law. And to the man Simcha, and also man, no. The Gia's man is a new Chiv every day. So his Neder can stop tomorrow's Chiv from taking effect. Whereas when it comes to marriage, he's the Shubad from the moment of the marriage to the duration of the marriage. This is the Shubad already. Proof number two from Mazan Isha Babonim, you would have collected from Mazan Isha from the Shubad, where it's not the Tikkun Olam. Implying that the obligation be lean, her lean precedes the sale of the land of the married man to a third party. But otherwise, if the chiyuv is only taking effect every single day fresh, you can't collect from tomorrow's food bill from a food from a field that sold yesterday. Tomorrow, the Mishnah Gittin says, in Golan, Isha, Mizon, Isha, Abonis, they think in a hole. The Shabbat is they think in a hole. What does think in a hole mean? A married man, here we have Michael, a married man, who wants to sell property. Why should he buy his property? He doesn't have anything. But Louis will that property. Why should he buy his property? The next thing you know, Mrs. Ryan will come with a bill. They give him my give him his own notes from my husband has given me. And I'll go collect it from your field. They made a ticket all of that she can't collect. But otherwise, not for the ticket all, she could collect. How can she collect? Collect, you can only collect if your lien proceeds, if your shiva comes earlier. Then the sale of the property. You sell the property into a year into his marriage, the times are tough to sell the property. But meanwhile, that implies that her shiva came first in the moment of the marriage, not regenerating every single day. And there was a shiva in the hospital, they made a tikkun olam. In the case, there'll be no tikkun olam. Anyway, the Rav Zalman and Chaim Gold of Shita gets out of this in the following way. They didn't. But this Daraisa of She'era, we call it a relationship, that has to be Mechadish for two of the Chayim that was not to break. So for Yom, the Yom, your marriage is you, but that's your Kadosh. That's the marriage counting of all that. Your marriage should be like every day like new. Every day like new. Yeah. The marriage should be every day like new. your relationship with your wife to be like a, you know, always a new and fresh relationship should be stale, it should be old, it should be... Every day is a gift to give you a love on your wife and to care for her and to relate to her properly every single day. That's the Zimta right now. When the Chazal enters the picture, they, as I mentioned really, really a few minutes ago, discussed it with the bottom line perspective. Dollars and cents. Therefore, they instituted a takana which is effective at the moment of the marriage, immediately, to support them for the rest of their married life. And they may not see a dying part of their hand. Now, once you say that, everything is in place. Let me explain to you now how it works. Amy Zonis, where are you going? Amy Zonis means, I'm going to tell you properly. Amy Zonis means that I don't want the fee of the right, which is only effective tomorrow. And the nature of the Zin Rabbana was that if the right is knocked off, the Rabbana falls off automatically. So therefore, she knocks out Amy Zonis the fee of the right of the husband. And automatically, the Rabbana falls off. So therefore, Amy Zonis is effective. As the Gemara says, not taking it off. He and she and the four are set in. What is the right to set in? The Rabbana automatically goes by the board. However, as far as the nether is concerned, and as far as Sheba is concerned, no. The nether is not effective, and the Sheba would have been effective if it was in the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim said it's a fear that starts the moment of marriage. And therefore, the would have been a Sheba were not the Tigran Ola. And the nether, Rabbosai, cannot be Chal. Why? Why is it the nether uproots the fear of the right? No, Chas v'Shalom. Nether does not uproot the fear of the right. It becomes impossible for the fee of the righteous to be discharged. Why? Because all of her possessions are prohibited under by virtue of nether. But on the books, the fee of the righteous still stands. The fee of the rabbanon still stands. There is no nether. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Say it again.
Because on the books, the derives exist, therefore the derivan exists, therefore the nether can never be called.
That's right.
It's circular. Say the derivan is also knocked off by it.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because the rule is, David, if a derive is knocked off, then the derivan is knocked off. But a nether is knocked off. Even then it would be called, wouldn't knock it off.
So let it freeze the derivan also.
No, we don't say
the
that.
The derivan is called, but all the stuff is invalid.
No, as long as the rice is there, then the
rabbanon
is there.
Why is it there?
It's there, sir.
Unreachable.
Why?
Same way the rice is unreachable.
No! If the rice is knocked off entirely, the rabbanon is knocked off. If the rice is there, even though the act is frozen, as you call it, you can't reach it, but the rabbanon is there, so the rabbanon is the yeshiva, and then it's not
out. Say there's yeshiva, so the acids are frozen, but for the rabbanon also. Why can't you freeze acids for the rabbanon?
Hold on.
One thing. If she has any donors, does she not go to the arrest that has a runner called the art?
Right. He tries to make an end there. Not that all his possessions are prohibited unto her. He makes an end that she can't have any hands off with the cousin. Not she can't have any of them. Not Kali was there. The Meshuvah law. Right. Not good all. Now you can't go over. You can't collect it. Can't knock it off.
Yeah.
Right. What's the stop cop? Came into the Shubhad law. The Shubhad law. And the answer is because the Shubhad law means even if you make the net, the rights would still be in place. You would be able to read, make the assets inaccessible. The netter is in place. And they didn't know the rabbon. What?
Why can't the rice just go
away? The rice exists when there's a fee of the rice. I mean, you're arguing all your souls.
Yeah. No, not true.
It's too difficult. It's too clear. Why didn't it?
Why can't the rice just go up and enter another cell?
No, if I cared, David. On the level of the rice, the netter would have been effective.
Why?
The netter precedes the Sheba.
Right. And why? The netter precedes the Sheba.
Right.
Sheba's every day.
Right. He has marble on his soul. That's the man. Yeah?
The rice gets not
so when there's no chi of the zone of the rice, there's no chi of the rice, there's no chi of the rabbon. There's a chi of the rice, but it's inaccessible, then then if he of the abundance was there and if the sheba worked, then that is not time.
What is the day
there? Time with the rice of the abundance.
What is the day there?
Yes, they related it. Okay, fine.
Why does that doesn't work?
Because of the sheep which is effective of the loss of the marriage.
So she said before the marriage.
No, before the marriage.
No, but what happened? I don't think. According to this, she gets put in, right?
Right.
So after she gets married, is she able to go to any Elsa? So she's not the Elsa she's like right now. But although there's a sheep who shot her through, for the rest of the marriage, why can't she be enough?
She cannot knock it off,
right?
She cannot knock it off. No.
Why not?
She can knock it off, but he can't knock it off. She can knock it off at the end of the rock, right?
So she can say anything.
That's right. that if I already pay up a debt, I pay up a debt, that's the only case in which the extra money goes to the husband. But if she skimped and ate less than she really needs, then the money goes to her. The Rambam disagrees. Rambam said simsima, I'm also the Baal. Tash is going against the sheep of Tosfos and Nazir. And so we're going to say that Rambam is wrong. So Rav Zalman Lechemia says, that's the Shaila. I mean, we know the fact of Shaila. What's the Lamed Shaila? According to the Rambam, the Pshat is, it's my food. I, the husband. You eat for my food, you eat less. If I give it back to me. According to the other posts, give the Pashtus, it's her food. And if she eats less than he's over, then the extra goes to her, as far as food is concerned. As far as clothes, again, most are below Isha. There she goes. The question only becomes, why the truth? But the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, It again sends him off. Samatay of a bit. The Pasha. Belongs to him, but the summer he didn't want to sanctify the clothes of his wife's back. It'd be quite a spat when she got home. So it doesn't mean that's necessarily a conclusive proof in that direction. That's the shadow. For the psalm, it would be good. Because they had him on the parish mind, and as far as it is, well, that would not be tough. That's the push. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We'll stop here. Sunday's Chazor. I hope to be made finished Sunday evening. We never. To answer any questions you may have. take a look at the dollar and an hour of all stars.